Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. They must have thought I stopped rapping or something. Yeah. Uh-huh. Here we go.
Seems like everybody.
Seems like they forgot about it, huh? I'm still the best rapper alive today that I passed. These rappers claim to be king, need to get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes, you're moving too fast. Because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind, God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got cola, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity. A curse. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut, so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow, I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah.
Forgot about me, huh?
Listen to me. It's false prophets on the block, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot, but I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollin' about you self-made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you tryna take all the fame. But no one day we all gon' have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Yeah. I'm gonna do y'all one more. Listen. They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out they mind. I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die. Yeah. See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God.
Yeah.
Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God.
Okay.
I'm on my Nicki Minaj because I don't want no fraud. But there's a snake in every clique, just ask the Lord.
Yeah.
Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name.
Yeah.
Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face.
Uh-huh.
And watch the money, man, I mean a man that hold the money.
Yeah.
Because he all about the money, he doing something funny.
Yeah.
And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word cause they still don't live it. Watch their bread, it's something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Seems like everybody
to God. We want to thank everybody for choosing, for calling in tonight, for tuning in tonight. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. I'm your host and speaker for today, Elder Andre Prevost Senior is in the building, praise God, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers. You know, First Lady ain't too far from him. Glory to God, hallelujah. And we're going to go ahead and open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before your throne of grace on tonight, Lord. We simply ask that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way as it always does. We thank you, Lord, for being present with us on tonight. For you said when two or three come together in your name, that you would be in the midst, you would be in the middle. So we thank you, Lord, for being in the middle of this on tonight. We ask, Lord, that you lead us and guide us through this word. Hallelujah. Where our hearts are open and our ears are receptive and we are ready to receive your revelation on tonight. And Lord, we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say and everything that you're about to do. Glory to God. Lord, we want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy. that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. And, Lord, we want to love on you on tonight. We want to let you know that we appreciate you on tonight, that we magnify you on tonight, that we glorify you on tonight, Lord, because you're worthy to be praised, worthy to be glorified, worthy to be lifted up. Lord, we just love you. Hallelujah. Not because of what you do, but because of who you are. And that's God all by yourself. There is no God next to you, none beside you, none above you, and there never will be. Hallelujah. You are the supreme God. Hallelujah. We love you. We worship you. We magnify you on tonight. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We truly hope you are ready to hear a word from God. Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. And we're going to an oldie but a goodie. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to Chronicles chapter 2. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Chronicles chapter 2. We're going to be starting at verse number 11. Chronicles chapter 2, starting at verse number 11. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now it says, amen. Verse number 11, it says, thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord, king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord, and in his own house, he prosperously effected. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. What is he saying? He said he built the house of the Lord, which was the temple of the Lord, and he built his house, the king's house, simultaneously. Hallelujah. Amen. And one would say they mirrored the other. Glory to God. Both of them had golden fixtures and golden furniture and brass this and golden that. Glory to God. It was a magnificent sight to behold. Hallelujah, this temple. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And hallelujah. So he finished it. Glory to God. He finally finished it. It was done. So now we go to verse 12, and it says, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night, and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. Glory to God, hallelujah. I've heard thy prayer. Glory to God, hallelujah. And I've chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. Now, I want you to understand two things in this text. First, yes, hallelujah, amen. Solomon built it for the intent. Hallelujah, amen, for God, amen, for it to be the temple of God, the house of God. He built it with that intent, but God still has to choose it. Glory to God, hallelujah. A lot of times we build in stuff that God ain't chosen. Hallelujah, see, this was chosen beforehand. Glory to God, hallelujah, and he carried out, hallelujah, what his father could. Hallelujah, amen. A lot of times we doing stuff, amen, God never ordained people to do. Oh, Lord, have mercy on tonight. Glory to God, hallelujah. And we move forward doing stuff God ain't telling us to do and wonder why it's not successful, because God didn't choose it. Glory to God, hallelujah. So God said, I've chosen this place, not because of how it looked now. Glory to God, hallelujah. Some preachers might make you think it's because of how he had it decked out. Hallelujah, with all this gold and brass and silver. Hallelujah, praise God, a true sight to behold. Some people might say it was because of that, but no, it's because, hallelujah, you sanctified this place to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah, so he said, I've chosen it. I checked it out, I looked around, I like it, it's all right. I'll go ahead and make this a place of sacrifice, a place where you come, hallelujah, amen, and you bring your little goat. Hallelujah, you're the lamb. Praise God, hallelujah, and shed the blood. I'll make this a place for that. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen, praise God. But what's next is the scripture, amen. Everybody talks about 14. But nobody talks about 13. Glory to God, hallelujah. What is he saying in 13? He says, if my people
who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal, hallelujah, their land. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. And this is the scripture we concentrate on. We love that one. Hallelujah, praise God. But we fail to see what he said before that. He said, if I shut up the heaven, that there be no rain. Or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if I do this, glory to God, hallelujah, if I do this, God is saying in this text, hallelujah, if there's a drought in your life, hallelujah, praise God, I did it. Oh, glory to God. If your crops been eaten up, hallelujah, amen. If your money ain't coming out right, your money funny and you ain't laughing. Glory to God. He say, I did that. Glory to God. Pestilence, sickness. Sickness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Among my people. He said, I did that. I sent those things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why would God, hallelujah, send these things to his people? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. It must be a punishment. Glory to God. We they must not have been doing what God had been commanding them to do. They must have been a disobedient. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. They must have gotten out of line. They wasn't doing the things, hallelujah, amen, God commanded them to do, and they found themselves in this situation. Glory to God. It wasn't that they wasn't children of God. I got to say that because people think once you get saved, everything, hallelujah, is going to be all right. I'm saved now. I'm a child of God. I went up. I shook hands with the pastor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm a member of the church. Hallelujah. Everything's going to be all right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The drought is going to rain. It's going to start to rain in my life. I'm going to begin to get healness in my body. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. My money's going to start to get right now because I'm with God. I'm a child of God now. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I called it this message the five steps. Hallelujah, to prosperity. And I'm not talking about just being prosperous, hallelujah, in money. Because when we hear prosperity, that's what we think about. We think about money. Oh, I want to be prosperous. I want the house. I want the car. I want the bank account. I want the wardrobe. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. And people can say, well, I don't want those things. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen, but somebody wants something, or else you wouldn't be going to work every day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But he said, if I shut up the heaven, that it be no rain. Hallelujah. If I send the locusts to devour the crop, hallelujah, amen. So, and if I send the pestilence, so if I'm saved, and if I'm a child of God, hallelujah. Remember, the Israelites, these are children of the Most High. Solomon is the king. Glory to God. So why are these things, why would God send these things on the land, glory to God? Because we must not be doing what he wants us to do. Some of us are in situations, glory to God, because we ain't doing, hallelujah, what God wants us to do. We're not prosperous in our bank account. We're not prosperous in our health. Hallelujah, praise God. And we're not prosperous in our lives. Our lives are dry. It's just dry. Hallelujah, praise God. You done planted the seeds, but ain't no water. Some of you, hey, man, I've been giving. I've been sowing. Hallelujah. When I'm going to see a return? Glory to God. He ain't got to preach about, hallelujah, if I pay my tithes, if I pay my offering, if I sow this seed. Hallelujah, amen. God's going to bless me. But hallelujah, you can sow all the seeds you want, but if it ain't no water in your life, is it a drought? Glory to God, hallelujah. See, that seed is going to need water to grow. And if you live in a dry life, Hallelujah. Praise God. If you got locusts around, people eating up your money. Glory to God. If you got sickness in your life, praise God. You got to be looking around and asking God, why? What can I do to reverse this situation? What can I do to get it back on track? What can I do, hallelujah, amen, to get this thing right? Hallelujah. And then he tells us, it's my people. Hallelujah. So first of all, you got to be one of his people. Glory to God. See, this message for the church folks, this message for the people in the world that's going through something right now, and you're trying to figure out why you're in the drought. Hallelujah. You're trying to figure out why you can't get the money right. Hallelujah. You're trying to figure out why the sickness keeps coming in your life. Hallelujah. You're trying to figure out why you can't get your mind right. You're trying to figure out this out. Hallelujah. Amen. It ain't but 5 steps to get it right. The first step may be the easiest one if you're ready. If your heart ready. If your mind ready. If you already said, I'm tired of living the way I've been living. Hallelujah. Whether you go to church, whether you're saved, or whether you're not. If you're just tired, I'm just tired. I mean, it's got to be something, hallelujah, that I ain't doing right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The only difference between, hallelujah, the unsaved man and the saved man is the unsaved man halfway knows what he ain't doing right. First of all, I ain't living right. I ain't living my life for God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But the saved man, hallelujah, like the Israelites in this case, well, we the children of the Most High. Why is it a drought? Why is it so dry? Why the locusts keep coming and eating up the crops? Hallelujah. Why people, hallelujah, keep getting sick? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he tells us in verse 14, if my people which are called by my name, God's people. You say you God's property, right? You on your first pregnant. You God's property, right? Hallelujah. You belong to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Hebrew Israelites. Y'all out there, amen, we the chosen ones. We the supreme, number one, numero uno. Hallelujah, amen. Well, he says, if my people who are called by my name, first of all, you need to humble yourself. You need to bring it down a notch. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm not telling you to humble yourself, God is. He's talking to the people that are already in the land of Israel. He's talking to the bloodline of Jacob. Hallelujah, the bloodline of Isaac, the bloodline of Abraham. He ain't talking to the world and telling them to humble themselves. He says, if my people who are called by my name would first humble themselves. So after you call by his name, after you get saved, hallelujah, after you start walking in the light of righteousness, glory to God, hallelujah, and you are called by his name, a child of God. Oh, you done went and got saved now. You know how your friends talk to you when you got, oh, you done went and got saved now. You better than us. You holier than thou, glory to God. Well, when they start calling y'all, let those compliments, don't, glory to God. Hallelujah, them compliments, glory to God, hallelujah. You being called by his name. Hallelujah, amen. But he said you need to humble yourself. You not no better than them because you was just where they were. He say that again. He say, hey, praise God, hallelujah, you ain't no better than them. Because you was just where they were. Hallelujah. If you would have died, hallelujah, the day before you got saved. Hallelujah, praise God. You've been going to hell right along with them. Glory to God. You've been there waiting on them to come join you. Glory to God, hallelujah. They don't get it right before they go. Hallelujah. So first you got to humble yourself. You got to quit being so puffed up. That's why the Bible says in the New Testament that the grace that we get from God, hallelujah, is not through our work. You can't earn the grace that you got. Hallelujah. Because if you would earn it, hallelujah, if you could do something to get it, you would get all puffed up. I did this to get this. Hallelujah. You need the Lord. So you need to humble yourself because you didn't do nothing to achieve the grace you got. Glory to God. Grace is unmerited favor, unmerited. You don't deserve it. The truth be known, you should be on your way to hell. So how can you be high and mighty and prouder than the next man? Glory to God. I tell brothers all the time, don't talk about the homosexual if you're a homemonger. If you're an adulterer, you're going to hell with them. Glory to God. It ain't a different hell for the adulterer than the home. It's the same hell. It's in the same chapter, Leviticus 18. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, because your sin was a quote-unquote normal sin, you think you're going to avoid the flames, the fire. Glory to God, hallelujah. You need to humble yourself. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, the humbugger is going to be the same hell. Glory to God that they go. Praise God, hallelujah. 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 If it had not been for the grace of God, hallelujah, you'd be going to hell too. Praise God. So first you need to humble yourself and realize it wasn't by my work. I'm not just that good of a person. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you really sat down and wrote some stuff down, you did. You throw that paper away and burn it and pray nobody read it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you need to come down off your high horse. Hallelujah. Thinking that you're better than the next man. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I give you some more scripture to back that up? Remember, Jesus talked about, hallelujah, Pharisees and a tax collector. Both of them came to the altar. Hallelujah. Amen. The tax collector said, Lord, have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Glory to God. The Pharisees, hallelujah, said, praise God. Lord, I thank you that I'm not like that tax collector over there. And then when Jesus asked the question, well, who God will smile on, the tax collector or the Pharisees? They said the tax collector. Yeah, because you got to humble yourself. Just because you saved, hallelujah, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, glory to God, hallelujah. People with the Holy Ghost going to hell too. Uh-oh. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, you ain't got nothing. He said, many in that day, hallelujah, will say, I cast out demons in your name. I healed blind eyes in your name. I did all this in your name. They spoke in tongues. They got up there and they did the thing, didn't they? Glory to God, you was amazed by the preaching. Hallelujah, amen. But God say they going to hell because they workers of iniquity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because they didn't humble themselves. Hallelujah. They got saved and got huffed up even more. Some people come to Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And because you didn't make it in the world, and whatever you wanted to be, you ain't get the respect you wanted in the world. Now you want to try to get it in the church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Talking about God called you to do this and God called you to do that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't even know if God even got your number. Hallelujah. Bless God. But we just got huffed up. Hallelujah. All in our chest all stuck out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we ain't over. That's the first step. After you become a child of God, the first step is now you need to humble yourself. And he's talking to people that's already the children of God. So somewhere, amen, somebody then got out of line and then got huffed up. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. And then he said, hallelujah, humble themselves and pray. Hallelujah. See, we praying, but we ain't humbled ourselves. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. See, you can't skip steps. Glory to God. Let me explain. You can't skip steps. You ever walked up a flight of steps? When I was younger, hallelujah, amen, when I was in school, we had a flight of steps to get to the second story of the school, and we used to take the steps 2-3 steps at a time. Hallelujah, skipping steps. Hallelujah. And then one day we was running up the steps, amen, and we all fell because we were skipping the steps. We was trying to run up 3 steps at a time, and when you skip steps, amen, you lose your balance and you fall. Hallelujah. Amen. If that's like that in the physical, then it's also like that in the spiritual. Hallelujah. When you skip the spiritual steps of God, you end up slipping and falling. Hallelujah. You went straight. You was praying before you got saved. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. You was raised to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, you knew in times got rough, you was going to turn to God. I don't care how much drinking you was doing, how much drugs you was doing, how much fornication you was out there doing. When times got rough, you said, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you've been praying. Hallelujah. You've been trying to communicate with God. You've been telling God. You was in the club saying, Lord, get me out of this mess. They in here shooting. Lord, hallelujah, if you can get me out of this, hallelujah, and I don't go to jail. Lord, hallelujah, if you can get me out of this and my spouse don't catch me. Uh-oh. Lord, if you can get me out of this. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you've been praying way before you decided to, amen, quote, unquote, get it together. Hallelujah. Praise God. But now that you done, hallelujah, got it together, you got to humble yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to humble yourself. And you got to, amen, after you humble yourself, pray. You've been doing that. Seek my face. You got to seek God's face and not his hand. But what does that mean? You got to get to know God and get to know God and not get to know what he can do for you. Oh, Lord. Glory to God. See, too many times we treat God, hallelujah, like a sugar daddy. See, you don't really get to know a sugar daddy. Hallelujah, amen. I'm there to get the money and I'm gone. That's it. Hallelujah, that's how we treat God. We stop by once a week, pay our little tithes and offerings. Glory to God, and you ain't thinking about him the rest of the week. Glory to God, hallelujah. Except when you get blessed and say, thank you, Jesus, and keep on moving. Hallelujah, praise God. But you got to seek his face. You got to get to know him. He wants a relationship with you. He don't want to be your sugar thing, your sugar daddy, your boo thing. Glory to God, hallelujah. The Bible describes, hallelujah, the relationship between Jesus and the church as a bride and a husband. He wants to be your husband. Hallelujah, amen. He don't want to be your side thing, your little sugar daddy. Glory to God, hallelujah. He want to be numero uno, number one. Hallelujah. He want to put a ring on it. Hallelujah. He wants you to seek his face. Get to know me. Hallelujah. Not just what I can do for you. See, some people get saved, hallelujah, and come to God just to see what God can do for them. Hallelujah. You ain't really trying to change. Oh, Lord. You ain't really trying to change your life. You just trying to enhance it. Glory to God. You really want more stuff. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You want a bigger house. You want a bigger car. Amen. Praise God. You want a fine wife. Hallelujah. And a fine side piece. You're supposed to be saved. What's going on? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're not seeking God's faith. You're seeking his hand. Well, what you got in your hand, Grandpa? Hallelujah. Can I get a dollar, Grandpa? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Instead of getting to know God, getting a relationship with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody, oh, I don't know my destiny. I don't know why I'm here. Praise God. You ain't asked God either, have you? Praise God. Hallelujah. Why? Because you're too busy trying to see what he can do for you. Hallelujah. You don't know what your destiny is. You don't know what you're here for, but you know you're here to get some money. That's all you know. I'm here to come up. I'm here to get the bag. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. When God, amen, has something special, hallelujah, for you. But you're not seeking his face to find out what it is. And what happens? We spend half our life, hallelujah, chasing things. Hallelujah, when we should have been chasing the creator who made the things. We trying to use the creator to get the things. Hallelujah, amen, but we not chasing the creator. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, seek my face. Hallelujah. Amen. Seek my face. Well, what I look like? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't see God's face. He's a spirit. So what is he saying? What do I look like? You're not even trying to figure me out. All you want is what you want, the things that's going to make you happy. Glory to God. You want the cars, the clothes, the notoriety. Hallelujah. You want the title on your name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you don't want to reverence who I am. You don't want to find out. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't want to find out about in the beginning. Hallelujah. God created the heavens and the earth, and the Spirit of God hovered. Hallelujah. Above the earth. It hovered. You don't want to find out about the Spirit. You don't want to find out, hallelujah, that we made you in our image and in our likeness. You don't want to find out that in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Hallelujah, praise God, and nothing without the Word was ever made. You don't want to find out that the Word became flesh. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then he says, hallelujah, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. And turn from their wicked ways. Glory to God. See, we got to do all these things. I don't turn from my wicked ways, but you ain't over yourself. Hallelujah. I'm praying, but I ain't turned from my wicked ways. Glory to God. I done turned from my wicked ways. I'm praying. I done over myself, but I'm not seeking God's faith. Hallelujah, praise God. See, in order to get to the top, you got to take every step. Hallelujah, in order to get to where God's trying to take you, you can't skip no steps. Glory to God, hallelujah. And you got to, turning from your wicked ways ain't just the bad things or the evil things you do. It ain't just the fornication, the lying, the cheating, the stealing, the backstabbing. It ain't just that, glory to God. It's the unbelief. The unbelief. Remember when they were in the desert in the dry place, hallelujah, Moses and them, and God said, I cannot dwell with these wicked, evil people. They wicked, they evil. Hallelujah. And when you find out what their wickedness and evil is, it's the fact that they could not believe, they could not trust God to take them into the promised land. Hallelujah, amen. They did not believe that God could do what he said he could do. Hallelujah. They didn't have enough faith in God. And when you don't have faith in God, if you don't believe in God, God calls that wickedness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So see, somebody out there, the thing that could be holding you back, hallelujah, from having the peace of mind, hallelujah, that you need to have in your life is the fact that you have disbelief. Hallelujah. Disbelief. The Bible says, what things ye desire when you pray, believe that you have received them and you shall have them. Believe. Glory to God. God calls it wicked when you don't believe. Hallelujah. You're trying to figure it out. Well, I can't figure it out. Hallelujah. I just don't think it's going to ever happen for me. That's the problem. That's what you believe. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So whatever's in your heart, this was coming out your mouth. So when you say, I don't believe this will ever happen. I don't think I'll ever get married. I don't think I'll ever have children. I don't think, hallelujah, my career will ever take off. I don't think I'll ever stop doing this thing that I'm doing that I want to stop doing. When you say these things, glory to God, this is what's in your heart. That's what activates. That's what manifests. Glory to God, hallelujah. And if you're saying it, you mean it in the eyes of God. Your doubt, your unbelief is wickedness. And if God say, I'm going to give you something, I'm going to give you something. You don't believe that you can obtain what God say, I'm going to give you. When somebody gives you something, all they do is hand it to you. Glory to God. See, the problem is some of us are looking at the circumstances just like, amen, the Israelites were. They were looking at the people in the land. Hallelujah. They were saying the people in the land were giants. They were saying, amen, the land devours itself. They were saying all these negative things. We look at ourselves like ants, like grasshoppers. And because we look at ourselves that way, that's the way they saw us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because, amen, they didn't believe God could do it. See, they saw themselves as grasshoppers. But even if I see myself as a grasshopper, I got a God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Even if I don't think I can do it, I got a God. And greater is him that is in me. Oh, glory to God. I got a God on my side. Hallelujah. David, hallelujah, was short. He wasn't tall and handsome and cute the way they try to make him out to be. Why do you think they chose him last? Can we be real? Why do you think they went and got him last? Because he's the scrawniest of them. Hallelujah. But he had the most heart. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. God wasn't looking at his appearance. He was looking at his heart. See, Saul was the fine one. Can I speak frank with you? Saul was the fine one. He was the handsome one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, I ain't going that route next time. I gave the people what they want. Now I'm going to give them what I want. Oh, glory to God. I want a man after my own heart. Hallelujah. And when David got ready to fight Goliath, he didn't talk about himself. So what he did, he said, well, I had to go get the sheep out the lion's mouth, and I had to wrestle the bear. But when he looked at Goliath, he didn't say, oh, my God, look at him. He's tall. He's strong. Oh, he looked like a monster. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Who is this person that ain't on my God's side? Hallelujah. I don't care how big you are. I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how much you know. I don't care how much money you got. If you ain't following my God, I ain't scared of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's what David said. David didn't look at how small he was. He looked at how big his God is. Hallelujah. And when we begin to turn from our wicked ways, not just the sin, hallelujah, but the sin of disbelief, praise God, then he said, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, praise God. Then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Praise God. So you're waiting on your sin to be forgiven. Hallelujah. You're waiting on your land to be healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're waiting on these things to happen. Praise God. But God say, I'm waiting on you to humble yourself. I'm waiting on you to pray. I'm waiting on you to speak my faith. And I'm waiting on you to turn from your wicked ways. Hallelujah. I'm not going to do that until you do this. Hallelujah. See, quit trying to tell God, God, if you do this for me, then I'll go ahead. No, that ain't how it works. There's an order. We always talk like God is a God of order. But we really be talking about our order at the time. To be real. Hallelujah. This is the way I set it up. Y'all getting out of order, then you want to highlight God as a God of order. You, God didn't put this together easy. But God put this word together. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And he said, hallelujah, it's an order to this. Once you humble yourself, pray, and seek my face, then I will heal from heaven. And then I will heal you. I'm not going to do it till you do that. We can sit here and stand each other all day. Glory to God, hallelujah. But I ain't budging till you move. You talking about you waiting on me. Oh, Lord, have mercy. God said, you ain't waiting on me. I'm waiting on you. Hallelujah. I told you what to do. Hallelujah, praise God. You just got to, hallelujah, do it. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then it says, now mine eyes will be open and my ears attend unto the prayers that are made in this place. Hallelujah. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name, hallelujah, may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be, hallelujah, there perpetually. Praise God, hallelujah. Perpetually, I'm sorry. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. He say, amen. Once you do these things, hallelujah, I start hearing your prayers. A lot of people don't catch that. He says, then, hallelujah. He says, now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend the prayer that is made in this place. praise God. He said, once y'all get it together, then I'll answer your prayer. I'll heal the land. That's what you're praying for, ain't it? You're praying for your land to be healed. Hallelujah, amen. You're praying, go back up. You're praying, amen, that the drought be over. You're tired of it being so dry. Hallelujah. You dry, your bank account dry, your spouse dry, your kids dry. Hallelujah. Your friends dry. Everybody's just dry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me say, amen. The locust to devour the land. Devour the land. The land was the crops. The crops was the money. Hallelujah. Ain't you tired, amen, of struggling? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Our pestilence ain't the time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we got to, amen, humble ourselves. We got to pray. We got to seek God's faith and not the things that he can do. Hallelujah. If we seek his faith, he's going to do what he do. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you know when you find out about a person, when you show interest in a person, hallelujah, amen, that person begins to open up to you and begin to do stuff for you, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, because if they see a need needed to be met, they'll supply it for you, hallelujah, because they can. God say, amen, when you open up to me and begin to seek my face, hallelujah, I will begin to supply the needs that you have in your life. Praise God, hallelujah, but you got to humble yourself. You got to pray, seek my face, and turn. Hallelujah, praise God, and turn. You got to do all these things. We can't keep skipping steps in our lives, glory to God. That's why we keep struggling. That's why we keep stumbling. That's why we keep falling. Hallelujah. If God hears you, hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Does God hear my prayer? Hallelujah, because I'm tired. Hallelujah, of it being so dry. Hallelujah, amen. See, when it's dry, your crop can't produce anything. Hallelujah. And you wonder why my life ain't producing nothing. Hallelujah. I ain't producing nothing physically or spiritually. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything just seems like everything's going wrong. Hallelujah. And I can't understand because I'm a child of the Most High God. But what step have you skipped? Hallelujah. Because as I said earlier, it's five steps to prosperity. But we're not just talking about money. We're talking about peace of mind. Hallelujah, praise God. Not worrying about what the news say. Not worrying about what you see on social media. Glory to God. Not worrying about what's going on around you. Hallelujah, praise God. Peace of mind that no matter what happens, everything going to be all right. Amen. You can lean on the scripture when Jesus said, you're going to hear about war. You're going to hear about rumors of war. They're going to tell you, I done came in the east and I done came in the west. Don't pay no attention to it. Hallelujah. And you'll be able not to pay no attention to it. All this stuff going on the news, don't pay no attention to it. Half of it's lies anyway. Chuck wasn't halfway lying when he said fake news. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said it was fake news. Lord, praise God. Sick to worry you, to keep you in distress. Hallelujah. Praise God. God say amen. There's no way, hallelujah, my children shouldn't be sleeping at night. No matter what's going on around them. Hallelujah. 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 Because if you know God is with you, if you know I'm your protector, I'm your provider, hallelujah, amen, that I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Hallelujah, praise God. If you know this, hallelujah, you should have a comfort in your life, a comfort in your heart. Hallelujah, I don't care what you see the kids doing. Glory to God, you should remember what you did and how I brought you out of what you did. Hallelujah, praise God. You think they're going to get deeper than you? Hallelujah, you think they're going to get so deep that I can't bring them out? Glory to God, hallelujah. There you go, doubting. If I did it for you, I'll do it for you. Remember, my truth endures to all generations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we talk about hallelujah, we want to be prosperous. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to be better off than what we are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But what are some things you got to do? Hallelujah. God, see, when you a child of God, see, we try to compare ourselves to the world and say, well, the world out there doing any and everything. And it seems like they just keep coming up. We don't want to say they're getting blessed. We don't want to use that terminology. Hallelujah. Even though the Bible says that the rain rains on the just and the unjust. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless who he want to bless. We don't want to say they getting blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we think we know they bedside manner. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But we ain't going to get into that. But the whole thing is you a child of God. You a child of God. So your come up rules ain't they come up rules. Oh, glory to God. See, y'all living by a different set of rules. And God is not going to allow you to manipulate your way to the top like they did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God ain't going to allow you to. Remember, you call by his name. By his name. Let me give you an example. When I worked for KFC, hallelujah, praise God, I represented Kentucky Fried Chicken. I represented the Colonel. The Colonel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Colonel, amen, when he was living, made sure everybody got fresh hot chicken, the best product, glory to God, and the best customer service. So I have to deliver, hallelujah, what the Colonel wants me to deliver because, hallelujah, I'm wearing his name. Oh, Lord, have mercy. So in order for him to give me a paycheck, hallelujah, every other week, hallelujah, I had to do what he said because I'm, hallelujah, carrying his name. Hallelujah. I couldn't do it the way churches was doing. Hallelujah. Because church is doing it a whole different way than the way the Colonel is doing. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. See, so I'm doing it God's way. Hallelujah. Yahweh. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I'm not doing it the world's way. Glory to God. See, we got to realize we children of the Most High God. You can't do. Remember growing up when you was the one that always got in trouble. Everybody else was doing the same thing and been doing it. But soon as you did it, you got caught. Soon as you did it, you got in trouble. You could never do nothing. Every time you moved the wrong way, somebody was watching you. Hallelujah. God said that wasn't them watching you. That was me watching you, keeping you in line because you've been my child this way since then, and I'm chasing the ones who I love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we live by a different set of rules. We can't be puffed up. We got to be humble. Hallelujah. We got to pray. We got to stay in communication with God. We got to seek his face. Hallelujah. We got to get a more intimate relationship with God. Hallelujah. Some of us say we know God, but we don't know him intimately. Glory to God, hallelujah. We got to get an intimate relationship with God. And then we got to turn from our wicked ways. Glory to God. That literally means to make an about face, a 180, and walk away from it. Glory to God, hallelujah. You got to walk away from doubt, from unbelief. You know the other sins you got to walk away from. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of them say, I've been walked away from them. Glory to God, but what about the doubt? Hallelujah, what about the unbelief? Hallelujah, what about having trust and faith in God? Hallelujah, that he can do what he said he can do. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, he says, then I'm going to heal from heaven and I'm going to heal your land. Praise God, hallelujah. He's going to heal the land. Praise God. See, everything will be all right if you just do what he told you to do. Remember in Deuteronomy, he said, if you do good, I will bless you. If you do evil, I will curse you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what God said. Hallelujah. So when we're blaming the devil for things that are going on in our lives, we might want to examine, do some self-examination and see, are we out of line with the step? Hallelujah. Have I gotten too huffed up? Hallelujah. Have I been praying enough? Have I been seeking God's face? Is there something wicked that I ain't turned from yet? Because something ain't adding up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's a little too dry in my life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I must be missing a step. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God said, once you follow all those steps, once you get it in line and get it together, hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Then, hallelujah, I'm going to heal everything. Glory to God, I'm going to heal everything. Hallelujah, amen. I'm going to heal from heaven. Glory to God, I'm going to listen to what you got. I'm going to hear your prayer. I'm going to see what's going on. Glory to God, hallelujah. If you do what I tell you to do, my word is bond. Hallelujah, because God is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. Hallelujah, if he said he's going to do something, hallelujah, he's going to do it. Glory to God, we just got to believe and trust in his word on tonight. Hallelujah. And if we follow these steps, hallelujah, if we ask God, what if you got to ask God to help you? Glory to God, you need to lock into your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, amen, and say, I need some help. Hallelujah, because I may not see in what area I'm lacking in. I may not see why I haven't humbled myself. I may not see why I ain't praying enough. I may not see why I'm being wicked. I may not see why I'm not seeking God's face. So, Holy Spirit, I need you to show me. I need you to reveal this to me because I want to get this thing right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Seek the help of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God, he ain't sending the Holy Ghost back for you to keep it in the closet and just pull it out on Sundays so you can speak in tongues, hallelujah, at church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He sent the Holy Spirit back to be a helper unto you, a comforter unto you, hallelujah, on your everyday life, your everyday journey. You got to use it. You got to use it. The Lord gave me this one time. He said, a lot of times it's like you got a car in the driveway. You got your license for it. It's fully insured. You ain't even have to pay for it. It's paid for. But for some reason, you keep catching the bus or you keep walking because you don't want to utilize what you already got. Hallelujah. You got the Holy Ghost. At least you say you got the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. If you got the Holy Ghost, that comes with the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Started with love. There's some meekness in there. Hallelujah, some gentleness, some long-suffering. And then it ends with self-control. You got to use it. Glory to God, hallelujah. You got to use it. The Lord said we be picking and choosing what we use. Oh, Lord, have mercy. That's a feature. You know how you get a car, it got features, anti-lock brakes, hallelujah, power windows, praise God, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit comes with features. It ain't just speaking in tongues and prophesying. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me tonight. It ain't just speaking in tongues and prophesying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It comes with some fruit. That's why he says they will be known by their fruit. What are they producing? What are they producing? Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you got the Holy Spirit will help you humble yourself. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, amen, will help you pray. The Holy Spirit will help you see God's face. The Holy Spirit will definitely help you turn from your wicked ways, but you got to use it. You got to listen to it. You got to be obedient to it. When the Holy Spirit say turn left, you better turn left. When the Holy Spirit say no, you need to stop. Hallelujah. 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 The problem ain't that you ain't saved. The problem ain't that you ain't filled. The problem is you're not using what God gave you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And if you use what God gave you, this process shouldn't be as hard as you think. It's only hard because you ain't using, hallelujah, amen, the instruments and the tools that God has given you. Hallelujah. That Holy Spirit, that fruit comes with some long suffering. I can't take no more of this. You ain't using the Holy Spirit. That's long suffering. Long suffering. Hallelujah. Meaning you're supposed to be able to suffer with something for a long time. You're supposed to have a high tolerance. Glory to God. Well, I got a short temper. Well, you ain't using the Holy Ghost. Because you shouldn't. Praise God, hallelujah, because the Holy Ghost come with long suffering. So why are you so short-tempered? Why are you so rough? The Holy Spirit come with gentleness. Why are you so full of hate? The Holy Spirit come with love. Hallelujah. Why you can't control yourself? The last piece of the fruit is, hallelujah, self-control. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, we're making it hard on ourselves because we're not using the gifts that God has given us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you might find out in the hammer. Hallelujah. You like that the way people talk about you and you do what you do. Glory to God. It boots you up. It makes you feel good. Hallelujah. Because you ain't humbled yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't seek to faith, you seek the things. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And remain carnal minded. Remain hateful. Remain full of strife. Remain unforgetful. Forgetful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you did not use, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost to its fullness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. And when you begin to do that, hallelujah, access the whole Holy Ghost. Not just the speaking in tongues part. Not just the shouting part. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Then you'll be able to humble yourself. Then you'll be able to pray. Then you'll be able to speak his faith. Hallelujah. Then you'll be able to turn from your wicked ways. That long suffering and that self-control come in handy when you're turning from your wicked ways. Oh, hallelujah. 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 We just got to use it tonight. It's available. Hallelujah. He gave it to you. Praise God. You use it to speak in tongues. You use it to shout. You use it to lay hands on folks. You use it for everything else. Let's use it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. To humble ourselves and pray and seek God's faith and turn from our wicked ways. Then, hallelujah, he's going to hear from heaven. Then, hallelujah, he's going to heal our land. And then, praise God, he's going to forgive, hallelujah, our sin. Glory to God on tonight. Those, glory to God, hallelujah, are being prosperous in God, hallelujah, being prosperous in the mind, the body, hallelujah, and the soul. Glory to God. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah for everybody that called in and tuned in on tonight. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that we can humble ourselves and pray and seek your faith. Turn from our wicked ways, and then, hallelujah, you will heal our land. We thank you for the Holy Ghost that gives us the power to do just that. And we will continue to praise your name. We will continue to magnify you. And, Lord, we love you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless God. Hallelujah. On tonight, praise God. We thank God for everybody that called in, everybody that tuned in. Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. If anybody, does anybody have a testimony? Hallelujah. A prayer request? Hallelujah. On tonight, bless the name of the Lord. The phone lines are open. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Well, we thank God, hallelujah, for everybody that has called in. Hallelujah. Everybody who has tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We truly hope, amen, you were blessed with a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. On tonight. We will be back on tomorrow night. Glory to God with a word from the Lord. So we invite you back tomorrow night, same time. Hallelujah, same channel. Praise God, hallelujah. We will be blessed with a word. Hallelujah, amen. I wouldn't tell you who the speaker is, but it will be a surprise. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in. We have truly, truly had a blessed time with the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have any more comments or anything before we close out on tonight? Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank God on tonight. Praise God for each and every person that called in and tuned in. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. Just for allowing us to come together tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you for being present with us on tonight. And we truly hope that the word touched somebody on tonight, Lord. And we thank you in advance. Hallelujah. For everything that you have already put into motion in each and every one of our lives. And as we leave this line in this place, never from your presence, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit just rule and abide in each and every last one of us so we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all, and we'll see y'all. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Hallelujah. We'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministry. Hallelujah.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life. So I could be free, so I could be whole, so I can tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving,
so you came. You thought I was a diamond.
It be because of me. You have low self-esteem when it's called self. Esteem. That's how you think of yourself, how I think of you. To have no effect on how you think of you. The gifts will get you attention. The gifts will get you notoriety. The gifts may even get you pain. Praise God, hallelujah. But the gifts don't get you salvation. Praise God, the love. You should have the love of God for that person. The same love that God has for you. Praise God, and if you love that person the way God loves you, you wouldn't do that to that person, because God said whatever you do to them, you just did to me. Well, hallelujah. You want to change everybody else, but don't feel like you have to make no changes yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. As if everybody else is the problem. Hallelujah. And we ain't nothing wrong with me. Everybody else is the problem. Praise God. Hallelujah. What does the birthright stand for? It can stand for your marriage. It can stand for your salvation. It can stand for your job. I'm gonna go ahead and snatch $20 off the register right now, because I need to go get something to eat right now. I'm gonna go ahead and sleep with this woman right now, because I'm aroused right now. Well, woe to him through whom they come. Praise God. The King James Version says, it's impossible to leave, but offenses will come.
Uh-huh.
One version says opportunities to sin will come. Okay. Opportunities to fall short will come. Praise God. Now, that's not really a significant statement. Praise God, that stumbling blocks going to come. People going to offend you. Praise God, that the times you're going to fall short. That's not the significant statement. Praise God. What's significant about verse 1 is who he's talking to. He's not talking to the congregation. He's not talking to the Pharisees. He's not talking to the Jews in general. Praise God. He's not talking to the sinners. Amen. It says, he said to his disciples. Praise God. To his disciples. That's important, praise God, because the disciples were the closest ones to Jesus. Praise God. Besides his mother.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. The disciples were the closest ones to Jesus. And we believe when we get close to God, everything that offended us goes away. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Everything that brought us down goes away. All our temptations goes away. My eyes stop wondering when I get with God. You know, she ain't fine no more. I'm with God now. She, you know, I don't even look that way no more. Mm-hmm. He ain't handsome. He ain't tall, dark, and sexy no more, because mm-hmm. I'm saved now.
Mm-hmm.
So them opportunities for me to sin going to magically go away. Praise God, hallelujah. And that's why he says, I know it's impossible for you to believe this because you with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you walking with me. Because some people think they so close to God that they ain't going to never fall. You ain't never got to worry about me falling, because I'm close. I'm hyper, super spiritual, and I'm never going to fall. You ain't got to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. But he said to the ones that are so close to God, mm-hmm. so close to me, opportunities going to come up
mm-hmm.
for you to be offended.
Mm-hmm.
Opportunities going to come up for you to fall short.
Mm-hmm.
These opportunities are going to happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's what he wanted us to know as his disciples. These things are going to happen. Ain't no way of getting around it. Don't try to pray the temptations away. Praise God. Like we were talking about in Bible study this morning, the Bible says that he formed the man out of the dust of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Then he planted the man in the Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
And then Once he planted the man in the Garden of Eden, he grew the trees from the ground. The tree. He grew all the trees from the ground, including the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and then told him to maintain and keep the garden. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Now, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is in the garden. So in order to maintain the garden, I got to maintain the whole garden. I just can't leave that tree by itself and not maintain it and let it grow all crazy and wild. When he told me I have to maintain the entire garden. Mm-hmm. Praise God. But what we try to do is stay away from anything that might tempt us when he has given us the power through the Holy Spirit of self-control. Mm-hmm. It starts off the fruits of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Starts off with love. And it ends with self-control. In between is some gentleness, some kindness, all that stuff in between. But we got to remember, it starts with love, and it ends with self-control. Mm-hmm. Not spirit control, not God control, not wife control, not husband control, not mama control, not daddy control. Mm-hmm. Self-control. The ability to control yourself.
All right.
I heard Cat Williams tell a joke one time. He said, a woman was saying, because of you, I have low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, how can it be because of me you have low self-esteem when it's called self-esteem? Mm-hmm. That's how you think of yourself. Mm-hmm. How I think of you should have no effect on how you think of you.
All
because
right.
It's called self-esteem.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So when it comes to self-control, praise God, we got to look at it the same way because they made me mad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I went off because they made me mad when it's called self-control. So what you're allowing people to do
mm-hmm.
is control you.
All right.
Means you have no self-control.
No self-control.
That means you cannot control yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Praise
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why some of us need to be around people all the time to keep us in line because If they wasn't around, ain't no telling what I'd do.
Mm-hmm.
If they wasn't around, praise God. So thank God they was around because I do not have the ability to control myself. So these people that say they have the Holy Ghost, praise God, and they have the what Paul would say the evidence
mm-hmm.
of having the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between a gift, praise God, and the fruits.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Because the gifts, you can prophesy, you can speak in tongues, you can lay on hands. You're anointed to do this. You're anointed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You're anointed. God said, I don't repent of my gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be able to heal the sick. You're going to be able to raise the dead. You're going to be able to prophesy. You're going to be able to speak in tongues. You're going to be able to translate tongues. You're going to be able to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, Jesus said, there's going to be a bunch of them in front of me saying, I did all that. And I'm going to say, I never knew you. So depart from me, you worker of iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
So the gifts does not show that you're saved. It don't show that you have the salvation. But the fruits, he said they will be known by their fruits, not
right.
their gifts.
Right.
But we don't look at it like that. We see the gift.
The gift. Uh-huh.
And we just know they got it because they got the gift.
Mm-hmm.
I seen them lay hands. The boy got out their wheelchair and started walking. I know he a man of God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. No, you saw the gift, but what are his fruits?
Mm-hmm.
Ask his wife about his fruits. Ask his wife about the secretary. How she feel about it? Ask his kids. How they feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Ask their friends. Do we have a good attitude or is this a front he put on in the pulpit?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Because that's how you will know, because they are known by their fruits, because you should be able to control yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we was at Disciples of Christ Church, and it was a food drive. We were giving away food from the food bank. And one of the ladies that was in line was getting something, and one of our congregation was giving it to her. They got into it about stuff. I don't know what they was arguing about. But the woman said, you don't know me. I'm a pastor. I will go off. Like, them words don't even sound right in the same sentence, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, you a pastor, we at the church, we on the church ground, y'all getting ready to fight. Y'all are being known by your fruits, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And that makes me question, well, are you a woman of God? Are you a woman of God? Because y'all getting ready to fight right here on the church ground over some free food that we're giving away. Praise God. Hallelujah. You will be known by your fruits. Praise God. Love to self-control. All the way to self-control. Praise God. Gentleness, meekness, kindness. Praise God. Hallelujah. So then the question then becomes that if I got the Holy Ghost because I got it because I can perform the gifts. So I must have the fruits because I can't have one without the other. So what am I doing? I have it, but I'm not using it. Praise God. I'm not using it. Why? Because if I use the fruits of the Spirit, I become something other than who I believe is myself. You ever had somebody say, I'm just being me? This is who I am. Just accept me for who I am. Okay? When somebody make me mad, I go, oh, that's just me. Well, I don't see the problem with that. The problem with that is that doesn't correlate with being a fruit of the Spirit. Yes. Getting mad and cussing people out doesn't correlate with the fruit of... That's just who I am. No, that's who you think you are. When the Bible is telling you who you are, but we want to call God a liar and say, no, that's not who I am, God. That's not how I was raised, God. God said, I know how you was raised, but I'm telling you who you are. And if we don't accept who we are, we'll be like these disciples right here. We'll see in a minute how they was. Praise God. Because they didn't have the understanding. They didn't have the knowledge yet. All they doing is doing like some of us do when we come. We hear the word. But see, God, Jesus let them talk back to them like we do in Sunday school. The preacher don't want you talking. Paul said, he don't even want the women talking at all. Wait till you get home, ask your husband what I was talking about. Don't interrupt me.
Right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I might get some backlash from some preachers about Paul because Paul said some stuff, praise God, hallelujah, that didn't exactly correlate with this word said to me, praise God, hallelujah. You don't wait till you get home because by the time I get home, I might be gonna fell short by that time. Praise God. I need to find out now. What do you mean by what you're saying? So I can get this straight right now before I walk out that door and get back in the world and mess around and fall short before I get back home. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we get back to the disciples, he's telling the disciples that these times will come. And if you notice, the disciples are quiet. They're not talking back. If you got a red letter, you're going to see red letters in your Bible. They ain't saying nothing. Then he said, it'd be rather for him to have a millstone hung around his neck if he were thrown into the sea than that he should cause one of these little ones to stumble. Be on guard. One version says, watch yourself. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times a day and returns to you seven times saying, I repent, forgive him. Now, Jesus has said a whole lot. It's separated through chapters, but this is really all running together when you do the research. They divided it up when they canonized the Bible, praise God. But Jesus has been talking and talking and talking and talking and talking, and the disciples ain't saying nothing. They've been sitting there listening. Okay, all right. Yes, okay, I can do that. If offenses come, they gonna come. Okay, okay. All right. Okay, if I offend somebody, better be okay. I don't want to be in the. Okay, I don't want a millstone around my neck. But then when he say forgive them seven times a day, oh, hold up, excuse me, Jesus, excuse me. Hold up, wait a minute. What you just say? Praise God, hallelujah. And Jesus said, what he said was, if he sins against you seven times a day and returns to you seven times a day saying, I repent, forgive him. And the disciples said to the Lord, increase our faith. That's when they spoke up and said something. I ain't got no problem with offenses coming and opportunities for offenses to come. I ain't got no problem with don't lead nobody astray. I get all that. I understand all that. But when you get to telling me I got to forgive somebody seven times a day, this ain't even when he said seven times 70. We just said seven times a day. Wait a minute, Jesus. I'm going to have to ask you to increase my faith to do that because somebody offended me one time is hard. You want me to do it 7 times a day. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's when we, that jumped out at me because that's the part where we always started tripping. Ever since I was a kid, I can remember. Turn the other cheek. No, okay, nah. I'll do everything else. I'll even do the feast of the tents, and I'll do all that, that holiest. I'll do all that other stuff, but turn the other cheek. I don't think, I heard preachers say, I don't think that's what God meant for us to turn the other cheek, for me to just take what you did to me and give you the other cheek so you can do that. I don't think that's what he meant. Well, that's what he said. Praise God. Hallelujah. But our flesh don't want to accept the word of God. Hallelujah. We want to fight back. We want to get you back. Hallelujah. We want revenge. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can plot it out, map it out. We know exactly how we're going to get it done. That's what we want to happen. But you, the Lord is telling us we got to sit there and do nothing. Matter of fact, he said we got to pray for him. Pray for him. No, I think you need to pray for me. Because if you don't pray for me, I'm about to go off. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that's when they interrupt. They say, you got to increase our faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, and the Lord said, if you have faith like a mustard seed is a real tiny, tiny seed. He said, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, praise God, be uprooted and be planted into the sea, and it would obey you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe the King James says a sycamine tree.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And the reason he used a sycamine tree, praise God, is because a sycamine tree was one of the rare trees that if you cut it down, it would grow right back. Praise God. It wouldn't leave a stump. That stump would grow back into a tree. They actually had sycamine forms back in this time because they used the wood from a sycamine tree to make caskets. Praise God. And it was a lucrative business because you cut it down, we make some caskets, it's going to grow back. Cut it down, make some caskets, it's going to grow back. He's saying that's what we do with our offenses towards other people. We cut it down. We don't go to the root of it and dig it up from the root and cast it into the sea. We just cut it down, and when we cut it down, eventually it grows back. That's why marriages go back and forth, praise God, because we'll cut it down, praise God, but then something will happen and it'll spring back up because we never dug it up from the roots. That's why we have situations with our kids that keep coming back up. The kid been grown for 15, 20 years, but you still, something keeps sprouting back up. From when they were teenagers, reminded of something they did when they was teenagers because you never uprooted it when they snuck out the house that time or when they stole a car that time or when they got pregnant that time. You never uprooted it, praise God, and cast it into the sea. So now every time something happens, you want to go back to it, praise God. But we know it can be done because we criticize people and we call them dumb. We call them stupid. You still with her after what she done did to you? You still with him as much as he done cheated on you? Mm-hmm. You still bailing that kid out of jail? You still there for that child? You still there for them people that, as much as they have done to you? And you don't even act like they done did the stuff they done did to you. How is that we call those people stupid? We call them dumb in the flesh, praise God. But the Bible says they're doing exactly what God wants them to do. Praise God, to forgive them if they say, hey, I repent. And they forgave him. You still with him? Yes, he repented. You still with her? Yes, she repented. Praise God. Because if a whole lot of people wasn't that strong and now they look back at that same person and say, man, I should have worked with him a little bit longer. I didn't know he was going to turn out like that. I should have worked with her a little bit longer. I didn't know that was going to happen. Praise God. But we make... What we do is we get caught up like, what's his name, Esau. And we make permanent decisions off of temporary situations.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Esau came in. He was hungry. He wanted something to eat. Jacob said, well, sell me your birth. Give me your birthright, and I'll give you something to eat. Now, he ain't going to die of starvation. Praise God. Hallelujah. But in the moment, he was like, I'm hungry right now. What good is my birthright to me if I die? Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's what we do. We look at the temporary situation and make a permanent decision. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I want it now. So since I want it now, I'm going to sacrifice whatever I got to sacrifice to get what I want right now. I want to eat right now, so I'm sacrificing my birthright. What does the birthright stand for? It can stand for your marriage. It can stand for your salvation. It can stand for your job. I'm gonna go ahead and snatch $20 off the register right now because I need to go get something to eat right now. I'm gonna go ahead and sleep with this woman right now because I'm aroused right now. And I wanna satisfy my flesh right now. So I'm gonna make a permanent decision off a temporary situation. When the Bible tells us whatever you're going through, this too shall pass. It's not gonna last forever. Pain is either one or two things. It's either prolonged or it's intense, but never both at the same time. And it never lasts forever, praise God. All pain has to come to an end, praise God. Hallelujah. We just have to believe it'll come to an end, praise God. So he said, if you had the faith, if you just had a little bit of faith, if you had a little bit of faith, you would be able to forgive that person, that best friend, that girl you ain't spoke to since high school. Praise God that you see her, y'all look the other way. Praise God, hallelujah. You would be able to forgive that person and get over it and move on if you had a little faith. Praise God. So the more I read about Jesus talking, the more I hear Jesus throwing a whole lot of shade about how we ain't got no faith. Praise God. A whole lot of shade about how we ain't got no faith. The man walk up and say, don't even come to my house, just sing your word. He turn around and look at us and go, I ain't seen this kind of faith in y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm like, Lord, you sure is shady. You sure is saying a whole bunch of stuff about us not having no faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're supposed to be his children. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to walk by faith and not by sight. As soon as we see something, we got to say something. Praise God. Hallelujah. When, amen, he said, if you got faith, you don't go by what you see. You go by what the word of God then told you. Praise God, hallelujah. How you think people stay married 40 and 50 and 60 years? All those days ain't been great, and if they told you they would show lying to you. Praise God, hallelujah. You can ask their kids how many times daddy slept in the car on the couch, praise God, hallelujah. But now you see them, oh, we've been happily married for 55 years. Maybe today, praise God, y'all happy. That's because we having a party for you, praise God. But y'all might argue tonight when y'all go home. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. But they had that faith that they forgave something that happened 45 years ago. Praise God, hallelujah. And they still together today because whatever happened 45 years ago, it happened. They got over it. They forgave them. And somebody called them stupid for staying with them. Praise God. Somebody said, you stupid for going to get that child out of jail again. You stupid to put money on their books. You stupid for being her friend after what she did to you. Praise God, hallelujah. But the word of God say, hallelujah, if you must got their faith. Hallelujah, amen. So next time you do something and you forgive somebody and somebody call you stupid, say, you just ain't got the faith I got. Your faith just ain't strong as mine. You don't even have the faith the size of a mustard seed. Praise God, because that's what you're talking like. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. So he says, this is the thing that got me with God and forgiveness. When he drops down the number to verse number 7, he says, verse number 7, he says, but which of you having a slave, plowing or tending sheep, will say to him when he comes in from the field, come immediately and sit down to eat? But will you not say to him, prepare something for me to eat, and properly clothe yourself and serve me until I have eaten, and then afterwards you will eat and drink? He does not thank the slave because he did things which were commanded he does. In other words, we want props for stuff we're supposed to do. Praise God. Chris Rock told a joke years ago. He said, men always want credit for stuff they're supposed to do. I pay my child support. I take care of my kids. That's stuff you're supposed to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God saying the same aspect, forgiving is something you are supposed to do. It's not something that's optional. So a lot of us think that because God gave us a free will and a free mind, that things are optional. He said in the beginning, I hear this all the time, I got a choice, I can choose wrong or I can choose right. That's not what he said, I have placed before you good and evil, blessings and curses, life and death, choose life. He didn't say, I put all this before you, now whatever you want to pick, go ahead and pick it. He said, choose life. He gave us a command to choose life. He said, this is what's in front of you, but I'm telling you which one I want you to pick. Mm-hmm. From the beginning of time, Jesus always said it was like it was in the beginning. Remember in the beginning, there was the tree of life and the knowledge of good and evil. Mm-hmm. And he said, pick life. He told us which one to pick. We don't have a choice of which one. Well, God gave me. No, he didn't give you a choice. He gave you a command. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anytime you get a command, there's going to be two things in front of you. All he's doing is identifying what's in front of you, and then he's giving you the answer. He's telling you what to pick, to pick life. Praise God. And he says in the same way, in verse 10, so you too, when you do the things which are commanded, you say, we are unworthy slaves. We have only done that which ought to have done. I only did what I'm supposed to do. So not only do we want props, we want some credit. We want a bonus. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Well, I'm going to do this, so you know what? I'm going to pay my tithes so I can get a blessing. You don't pay your tithes to get a blessing. Mm-hmm. You pay your tithes because the Bible says this is an ordinary ordinance. Praise God. That translates to ordinary behavior. This is something you're just supposed to be doing. It's not nothing extra. Praise God. Well, I'm going to sow into this person. I'm going to give to this person. Praise God, so I can get something back over here. Praise God. No, that's something you're supposed to do. A lot of us do stuff and expect something in return when it's something you're supposed to do. Praise God. You're supposed to forgive. Praise God. And the natural order of things is when you sow from your heart, you receive back. A lot of us sow and don't get back because God knows our intention. He know it ain't coming from our heart. He know you don't really like that person. Praise God, and you really didn't forgive that person. Praise God. God knows. David said, who are you to think that you can hide your thoughts from God when he knows the thoughts that you haven't even thought yet? Mm-hmm. Praise God. He knows what you're going to think before you think it. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So he knows that smile you have on your face when that person is around is a lie. He know you are after. He know you should be in Hollywood right now because you're playing the role real good. Praise God. Hallelujah. He knows what's in your heart, and he knows that is still rooted in that tree. Praise God. He knows if you had the opportunity and you could get away with it, you would strike them down if you wanted to. That's why we can't receive a lot of the gifts, hallelujah, because we haven't received the fruit. Praise God. We can't be like Elijah and have fire rain down from the sky because we'll be at work having fire rain down on the supervisor because they told you to do something you ain't want to do. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. He can't give us those kind of powers to part the waters and part the Red Seas. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we'll be doing stuff that isn't godly and it ain't on what God wants us to do. It'll be to please ourselves. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a lot of, science fiction TV shows and with power, people got powers and stuff like that. And they always say, you can never use your powers to your own good, for your own will. Mm-hmm. Praise God. It's got to be for somebody else, to help somebody else. It can never be to help yourself. Praise God. But that's what we do. We try to use the gifts to benefit us. I always talk about Peter, Andrew, James, and John, the first four disciples. When Jesus walked up on the boat and they got the fish and everything, Jesus told them, if you follow me, I'll make you fishermen of men. And they followed him. But when he passed by Matthew, all he said was, follow me. And Matthew left everything behind to follow him. He didn't have to go out and go over there, and let me show you how to work this calculator, Matthew. Boom, when you work the calculator like this, look at that. I just saved you 15% on your car insurance. And he was like, I'm going to follow you because you know how to work them numbers. See, he had to do all these tricks, miracles to get Peter and them to get off that boat. Because look, this is how we earn our money.
Right.
Praise God. When you do your research, you'll find out that they had been following Jesus in the congregation. They heard him preach before. Praise God. But they didn't follow him. They oh, that was a good sermon. I need to go get this money. Praise God. So when Jesus walked up and he was like, hey, I need you to do this, that's why they called him Lord. Some people say Lord meant sir, but when you find out they knew who he was, you know that when he said Lord, they was calling him Lord. Well, Lord, what you want me to do? Well, go out there to the deep. Go out there to the deep. They pull up a whole lot of fish, so much fish, the boats are breaking. They thinking, if I can get all this money this way, if I follow him, oh man, I'm going to get rich. And I ain't lying. If you read the scripture, they mumble and complain. Look, I done gave up everything. We following him. We ain't got nothing. What we going to do? And he turned around. Hey, whatever you gave up for me, you're going to get back. So quit complaining about it, praise God. They was always arguing, who is the greatest? Am I the greatest? Is John the greatest? You know, I'm the disciple that Jesus loved. They were always wanting a position. Even after Jesus rose from the grave, they said, are you going to restore a kingdom to Israel? Translation, are you going to give me a position? I've been waiting for this position. You offered me a position. Do some people just follow God to get what he got for us?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, hallelujah, because he offered them a position. If he wouldn't offer them a position, would they have followed? Or would they have stayed there and sold all that fish and raked the money in? Praise God, because you see, as soon as everything took place, Jesus rose and took off, what Peter said, let's go back fishing. He took people fishing. Matthew wasn't a fisherman. The mother disciples wasn't fishermen. He took them fishing, trying to get, well, I don't know how we're going to survive without Jesus, because Jesus was our supply. He was the one. He was the reason why we ate all the time. Praise God. There wasn't nobody coming to hear us preach.
Mm-hmm.
They was coming to hear Jesus preach. I had two pieces of fish, and I still got two pieces of fish. It ain't working for me. Praise God. So we're going to have to go back to the boat. We're going to have to go back to what we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. But Jesus was always trying to show us, hallelujah, amen, that if you follow me for the wrong reason,
mm-hmm.
hallelujah, if you follow me for the wrong cause, it ain't gonna end up right. Praise God. It's not gonna get the result that you trying to get. Praise God. You trying to achieve something not necessarily for the kingdom of God, but for your own glorification. For your own magnification, praise God, hallelujah. And I noticed that with Matthew, you never hear much about Matthew. None of the other disciples, you always hear to Peter, James, and John. They always, who's the greatest? John even walked over there and said, hey man, it's a dude over there preaching. He preaching in your name, and we don't know him. So I rebuked him. I told him, look, you better quit preaching. And Jesus said, what you rebuke him for? If he not against us, then he for us. But see, sometimes we want to be the only one that know God like that.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. You ever meet somebody that I'm the only one with this anointing? I knew an apostle. He said God told me there are only three people that have my anointing in this entire world. It's me, my kid, and my wife. We the only ones got this anointing. And I was like, boy, please, you high right now. You need to quit. You need to quit tripping on yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. But some of us want to be the only ones close to God. One time they even said, do you want us to rain that fire down on them like Elijah did? That's why we can't have them powers. Praise God. Because we're not focused on what we're supposed to be focused on. We'll be raining fire down on the White House. And Jesus said, don't even worry about the politics. Every time they brought politics to Jesus, Jesus said, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I came for this.
Mm-hmm.
They came to him and said, and a lot of us do that too, they came to him and said, look man, my daddy just died and my brother won't give me my share of what I'm supposed to have.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, all right, they ain't got nothing to do with me. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What I came, that, in other words, that the what you talking about ain't worth nothing. With the material things you're talking about, that ain't worth nothing. It's all about your salvation, where you're going to go after this. I came that you will have life and have life more abundantly. praise God, because you think you've been living, but you really been dying this whole time. So I came to revive you. I came to get the defibrillator and rub it together, and I got to shock you real quick and shock you back to life, praise God, because a lot of things Jesus said were shocking, praise God. It was so shocking they had to kill him because he changing too much, and not only was it shocking, people were listening to him. Praise God. Going against what all the preachers and all the priests were saying. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's a word for us right there. When God tell you something, despite if it goes against the status quo. Praise God. If you know beyond the shadow of a doubt God told you to say that, say what God told you to say. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I've said stuff that I know is in this word, and preachers like that you shouldn't have said that was wrong. But it's in the Bible. I know it's in there, but you can't tell the people that. Praise God. You'll be surprised. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But amen. It's like you get ready to wrap this up. Praise God. Hallelujah. The unforgiveness is the thing that'll keep us out of heaven more than fornication, lying, adultery, stealing. Praise God. He said, I'll forgive you of all that. But if you don't forgive the next person, I will take back the forgiveness that I just gave you. Praise God. And it's crazy. People don't want to see God for who he is and what he said he'll do. Praise God. If I say God is a killer, people get, oh no, don't talk about God like that. God is love. God told me he'll kill me. What do you mean? He said the penalty for sin is death. That's what he told me. He told me there's no more water. It's going to be fire next time. That's what he told me. Praise God. But you telling me God ain't nothing but love? You ever met somebody, a parent that loved? When I was in Houston, it was a little boy robbed a store. The mama saw it on the news, recognized her son, and turned her son into the police. And everybody was like, I wouldn't have done that. She must don't love her son. No, she do love her son. Because she want to get this out of his system now. Praise God. So he won't have to go through the system later. Praise God. Sometimes love don't feel like love to the person that's getting chastised. Praise God. Chastisement has to do with love. Praise God, because if I didn't love you, I'd just let you do whatever you wanted to do. I wouldn't say nothing to you, just let you run amok. Praise God. But because God loves us so much, he'll stop us, he'll chastise us, he'll talk to us. Praise God, but he'll only do so much talking before he tell you, okay, now go get a switch. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And God will tell you, hey, praise God. Everybody in here that had their behind toe up by God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we say God is love and God is this and God don't do that, that's a lie. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to stop lying on God. Praise God. Instead of saying God is this and God don't do that and God wouldn't do that or God made me this way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Or it must be natural for me because I have these thoughts. Well, we all have thoughts. Praise God, hallelujah. But that don't mean you act on every thought that comes through your head. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just had somebody last week, I guess he got fired or something, went out and got his gun and shot 12 people in Virginia. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we look at it, oh my God, I can't believe he would do something like that, just killed all them people. As if we have never had that thought cross our mind. Praise God. And it's good we didn't have the weapon at that time. Praise God. We kind of had time to go think about it. We probably walked out the door with intentions to come back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we got so far and we got to thinking about it. I'm like, nah. But we judge other people real quick. Hallelujah. Just like David did. Remember when the prophet came to David and said, hey, man, this rich man down the way got all these lambs in his backyard. He went and took this poor man lamb and cooked him and fed him to the traveler. Oh, man, go get him. Right now, we're going to make him pay that poor man back, and then he's going to pay with his life. Praise God. And he was quick about it. He was excited about going to get this man that's done took this other man lamb. Praise God. And the prophet said, I'm glad you feel that way, David, because I'm talking about you. praise God, because this is what you did, praise God. And David had the common sense and the spiritual knowledge to realize then, I have sinned against God. Praise God, hallelujah. I didn't sin against my wife, Michal. Praise God. I didn't sin against Hariah the Hittite, although I cheated on her and I had him killed. That's not who I sinned against. I sinned against God. Praise God, hallelujah. If God told me, like we always look at it like that, like if I cheat on her, what's she going to do? And he said, in the Bible, he said, don't worry about what she going to do because she can kill you. She can take your life. But I decide where you're going to spend eternity. So I'm the one you need to be worried about. Praise God, hallelujah. It's the same ending result because if you know cheating on this person or offending that person offends God, you're not going to do it. Praise God. But your motivation shouldn't be that person. It should be God. Praise mm-hmm. God. The love, you should have the love of God for that person, mm-hmm. the same love that God has for you. Praise God. And if you love that person the way God loves you, you wouldn't do that to that person because God said whatever you do to them, you just did to me. Praise God. You would offer them a glass of water because he said every time you offer them a glass of water, you would offer me a glass of water.
Yeah.
Every time you do something for them, you're doing something for me. Praise God. So every time you cuss somebody out, you're cussing God out. Praise God. Every time you lie on somebody, you're lying on God. Praise God. And God said, I take it personally. When you didn't go see that person in jail, you might as well not have came, you might as well not come to church on Sunday. Praise God, because it's like you didn't come see me. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what he said. He said they was hungry. Amen. You ain't give them nothing to eat. Praise God. He said, how can you say you love your brother who you see every day? How, you don't love him and you see him every day, but you say you love me and you ain't never seen God to say you love him. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Somewhere in the back of our head, we're like, I ain't never seen God. Sometimes we still wonder, well, I wonder what's going to happen when I die. Where am I going? What's going to happen? Praise God. We still wonder all this stuff and say we love God. Hallelujah, amen. But you know your brother stay there right next door. You see him right there. Praise God, hallelujah. But you want to go help. I want to go help God. I'm going to start a ministry. I'm going to help God save some souls. Praise God. But your brother need help next door.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. But we won't go help that brother. We won't go help that sister. Praise God. We'll go the other way. Hallelujah. Jonah signed up for it. I'm going to be a minister, a prophet of God. I'm going to go preach and proclaim the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Ministry wasn't that successful. And then God said, I got one for you. This one's going to put you on the map right here. I want you to go preach and proclaim my gospel. He was like, okay, God, where do you want me to go? I want you to go to Nineveh. What? Oh, I can't stand them people in Nineveh. They killed my family, and now you want me to go preach to them? I'm going the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And he went the other way, and y'all know the story. He got swallowed up by the beast, and he ended up back in Nineveh preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. Not preaching it in a nice way either. Y'all going to hell. God's going to tear this place down. All of y'all going to hell. And then he went and got comfortable. Got him a little shade. Got him a little drink. Probably had him a cigarette or something. I'm going to wait. All right, come on. He was a backsliding priest. Come on. I'm going to wait. And see, I'm going to wait for this destruction. And destruction never came. His most powerful sermon that actually redeemed people and brought people to salvation was the sermon he didn't want to preach to the people he didn't want to preach to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus, God even asked, I always say Jesus, but God even asked him, what you mad for? Hallelujah. You sit here mad because he said, I knew it. I know how you is, God. I knew that if I preached to them, if they repented, that you would forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Now, if God is that way, hallelujah, why can't we be that way? He say rebuke them first. He ain't say just let them do it and forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them, hey, look, you know what you did? You did it. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. It kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. I don't know what you was trying to say. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. You got to forgive them. You can't go, well, they said they were sorry, but you know, I'm saying it. probably talking about it right now. That's probably what they was texting. He over here talking stuff. Praise God. You know, we now did somebody came and apologized, and we done put on that smile. Oh, it's okay. I wake up, child. I wasn't even thinking about that. Then they walk up. Uh-huh. I know it. Didn't I tell you? I know they was talking about me. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we really ain't forgave them. Hallelujah. Amen. We still got it rooted. We cut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Till the next time we see them go like this. And it's going to grow right back. Ain't talking about me? Praise God. Hallelujah. Then there it go again. The unforgiveness right there. Praise God. Because we never, hallelujah, forgave them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to close with verse 3 because he said, be on your guard. Hallelujah. Be on your guard. One verse said, watch yourself. Hallelujah. We were talking about self-control. Watch yourself. Amen. Praise God. Because we always saying what they did. Hallelujah. They did this. They did that. God, don't you see what they doing? But God say, don't worry about what they doing. Watch yourself. Praise God. It goes back to Peter and John. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Peter, this is what I want you to do. You're going to go preach, and they're probably going to kill you for it. But what about John? I'm not talking about John. I'm talking about you. Praise God. Hallelujah. He clearly said, before you can try to take a speck of dirt out of my eye, you got to get that 2x4 off of your forehead. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Before you can try to tell me something, you got to get yourself straight. Like Michael Jackson said, start with the man in the mirror if you want to make a change. Hallelujah. You want to change everybody else, but don't feel like you have to make no changes yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. As if everybody else is the problem. Hallelujah. And we ain't nothing wrong with me. Everybody else is the problem. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we, believe me, I've met some people and I thought, wow, that person is a problem. Praise God. But when I hang around both of them or all of them long enough, I start realizing, wait a minute, all y'all got problems. Praise God. That person stuck out like they was the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And y'all blame it on them because that person sticks out. But really, all of y'all on the same porch. Like the poisons in the Bible, you maimed, you blind, you can't walk, you can't see, you can't hear, and all of y'all just together, working together as one, all of y'all dysfunctional, and y'all have made y'all functional by being together, praise God, and y'all got a spokesperson, and that's the person y'all all say, that girl, she got a problem, or he kind of crazy, but really that's y'all spokesperson, that's y'all leader, praise God, hallelujah, and all of them are dysfunctional, praise God. So they all just, what did she do? Because when I look back at my ex-wife, yeah, you, when you see my, I ain't going to say that, we all count, praise God, but it's like, you'll understand after a while, praise God. But when you first get there, you'll be like, I don't know what Elder was talking about, I don't get it, she was that way too, I don't get it, something wrong with him, it was him, but then later on you're like, no, it's her. But then later on, you like, no, it's all of y'all. Praise God. She's just the one that sticks out. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that person that sticks out, you can't let that person affect everybody else. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because usually the person that sticks out affects everybody else. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before anybody talk, everybody look at them. It's okay if I say something, I don't want you to go off in the store and you know, people like that will go off in the middle of the store, you know, but you are letting them affect how you behave because you ain't going to behave normally because you're scared they're going to do something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. So you start cultivating the way you do stuff, praise God, adapting to them.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Once again, giving them control over you, and now you no longer have self-control. You done gave it away.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, hallelujah, he says, amen, be on your guard. Watch yourself.
Yeah.
Self-control. We have it, we just have to use it. Praise God, hallelujah. And the Lord says the reason why we don't use it is because we didn't know we have it. My people perish for the lack of knowledge. You didn't know. Praise God, hallelujah. But now that we know we got it, the next time, hallelujah, something happened. Amen. The next time temptation pops up, we can practice that self-control. Hallelujah. But don't think it's going to be easy. Like, hallelujah. Sometimes the hardest thing to do is hold back. Praise God. Amen. Being meek is not being weak. Being meek is being strong. Because sometimes it's easy to cuss you out. That's real easy. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's harder for me to use self-control. Praise God. It's harder for me to hold it in and not go off on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So as I close, the fruit of the Spirit, hallelujah, the fruit is what we need to be focused on instead of the gifts. Praise God. Hallelujah. The gifts will get you attention. The gifts will get you notoriety. The gifts may even get you fame. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the gifts don't get you salvation. Because the Bible tells us those with the gifts, he going to say, depart from me into everlasting darkness. Praise God. So it's the fruit that's going to get us in. Praise God. So as I close, we need to be focused on the right thing, and that's the fruit of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
They must have thought I stopped rapping or something. Yeah. Here we go.
Seems like everybody,
seems like they forgot about
everybody,
it, huh? I'm still the best rapper alive today that I passed. These rappers claim to be king, need to get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes, you're moving too fast. Because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind, God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got cola, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity or cursing. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut, so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow, I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah.
Forgot about me,
huh?
Well,
listen to me, listen good. It's false prophets on the box, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot, but I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollin' about yourself made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you tryna take all the fame. But no one day, we all gon' have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Yeah. I'm gonna do y'all one more. Listen. They told me curse God and die one time.
What?